Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Break 'em Up, Recovering Our Freedom from Big Ag, Big Tech, and Big Money by Zephyr Teachout is a political and economic analysis of monopoly power in the modern United States. Written by a legal scholar and anti-corruption activist, the book argues that concentrated corporate power is not only an economic problem, but also a democratic one. Teachout examines how dominant firms in agriculture, technology, and finance shape markets, influence public debate, and weaken institutions that are supposed to serve citizens rather than corporate interests. The book is not a narrow antitrust manual. It is a broader argument about how freedom depends on dispersing power across businesses, workers, consumers, and communities. Its purpose is to connect antitrust enforcement with anti-corruption reform and to show why breaking up large concentrations of power can help restore competition, accountability, and democratic self-government. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, monopoly power as a threat to democracy, not just competition. Teachout presents monopolies as more than large successful firms. Her central claim is that when a handful of corporations control key markets, they also gain the ability to shape politics, media, and law. That matters because democratic systems depend on independent centers of power, while monopolies tend to concentrate decision-making in private hands. In this view, the harm is not limited to higher prices or fewer choices, though those effects matter. The deeper issue is that concentrated economic power can become political power, allowing companies to influence regulation, public debate, and the terms under which ordinary people live and work. The book therefore reframes antitrust as a democratic safeguard. It treats competition policy as a tool for preserving civic freedom rather than only a technical method for regulating market structure. This framing is one of the book's most distinctive features and explains why it connects economic policy to constitutional and institutional concerns. Secondly, how big tech, big ag, and big money reinforce one another. A major strength of the book is that it does not isolate one sector. Teachout links technology platforms, agribusiness consolidation, and financial power as parts of a wider system of dominance. Big tech controls information flows and digital infrastructure, big ag shapes food systems and rural markets, and big money supplies the financial leverage that helps entrench both. These sectors may look different on the surface, but the book shows that they share common mechanism scale that becomes self-reinforcing, access to regulators, and the ability to block challengers before competition can emerge. This cross-sector analysis matters because it shows monopoly as a pattern rather than a series of separate failures. It also helps explain why reforms that target only one industry can fall short if the broader structure of concentrated power remains intact. By placing these sectors in the same analytical frame, Teachout argues that corporate dominance is systemic and requires a systemic response. Thirdly, antitrust law as a democratic recovery tool. The book gives antitrust law a central role, but not in a narrow doctrinal sense. Teachout argues that antitrust should be understood as a way to restore freedom by reopening markets, preventing gatekeeping, and reducing the private control of public life. This means looking beyond individual misconduct and focusing on structural power. Rather than asking only whether a company broke a specific rule, the book asks whether the existing market structure allows domination to persist. That approach makes antitrust less about punishing isolated wrongdoing and more about reshaping institutions so competition can actually function. The same logic applies to anti-corruption law, which Teachout treats as complementary to antitrust. Corruption is not only bribery or explicit illegal conduct. It can also appear when corporate power is so concentrated that public officials and institutions become dependent on it. The result is a practical policy framework that joins market reform with democratic reform. Readers interested in law and regulation will find this especially important because it presents antitrust as a living public instrument rather than a specialized legal niche. Fourthly, the political capture of institutions that should be public. Another important theme is institutional capture. Teachout argues that large corporations do not merely compete within the system, they increasingly reshape the system itself. The book highlights the way monopolies can influence legislatures, courts, media systems, and even administrative processes. This influence matters because institutions are supposed to mediate conflicts fairly and protect the public interest. When concentrated firms gain too much power, those institutions can begin to reflect private priorities instead. Teachout's analysis is especially concerned with the gradual nature of this process. Capture does not always appear as an obvious scandal. It often happens through lobbying, dependence on corporate expertise, legal loopholes, and structural advantages that make resistance difficult. This gives the book a broader explanatory reach than many business books, because it shows how market concentration becomes institutional weakness. The point is not simply that corporations are powerful, but that their power can hollow out the public sphere and reduce the capacity of government to act independently. Lastly, a reform agenda built around consumers, workers, and small businesses. The book is not only diagnostic, it also offers a reform agenda. Teachout argues that restoring freedom requires giving power back to consumers, workers, and small businesses that have been weakened by concentration. That means supporting antitrust enforcement, anti-corruption measures, and policies that make entry and competition possible again. The practical goal is not to punish size for its own sake, but to prevent durable private power from becoming a substitute for democratic authority. This emphasis gives the book a concrete policy orientation. It speaks to readers who want more than critique and are looking for a framework for reform. At the same time, the proposal is intentionally broad because the problem it addresses is broad. If monopoly power shapes prices, labor conditions, innovation, and civic life, then reform has to be equally wide in scope. The book stands out by tying those goals together into a coherent program rather than treating them as separate policy debates. In conclusion, Break 'Em Up is best suited for readers interested in antitrust, political economy, democratic reform, and the relationship between corporate power and public life. Policymakers, legal scholars, activists, journalists, and general readers who want a rigorous account of why monopoly matters will find it especially useful. The book offers two kinds of value. Intellectually, it provides a clear framework for understanding concentration as a democratic problem rather than only an economic one. Practically, it points toward reforms that can be discussed in law, regulation, and public policy. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its combination of legal expertise and political urgency. Teachout does not treat monopoly as an abstract market inefficiency. She treats it as a structural force that shapes institutions, discourse, and civic freedom. That makes the book more expansive than a standard antitrust critique and more concrete than a general warning about corporate influence. Readers will come away with a sharper sense of how concentrated power works, why it persists, and why breaking it up is presented here as a democratic necessity rather than a purely economic preference. If you would like to support Zephyr Teachout, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.